Hello, everyone, and welcome to Petite de Queen's Claim Your Career Crown podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and today I'm joined by our wonderful guest, Dr. Robin Odegaard. Today, we're going to be talking about how a five-point paradigm helps you create success out of chaos. I'm really excited to dive into this topic. I want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Robin, aka the Mental MacGyver. She is a former competitive beach volleyball player, turned concierge high-performance psychologist with continuing education in nutrition. Her doctorate is in organizational business psychology with a concentration in sport and performance. Dr. Robin has written three books and given a TEDx talk titled Creating Success Out of Chaos. After spending 14 years in the corporate world, she went to college for the first time at 32, which is really intriguing. And upon receiving her doctorate, Dr. Robin started her business and now has 15 years of experience providing luxury level support and coaching to executives, founders, celebrities, and athletes using her five-point paradigm for creating success out of chaos. Her clients call her a smoke jumper because she parachutes in and helps fight the fires from the inside. Dr. Robin adores the intellectual stimulation of a good conversation, which has led to 500 and counting episodes of her panel discussion video podcast called Quick Hits. In her spare time, which I'm amazed that Dr. Robin has, she reads astrophysics and quantum physics for fun, works out, tends to her garden and way too many houseplants, and trains her dog Nebula to do circus tricks. Well, this is a lot of fun information. Welcome, Robin. I'm so excited to have Dr. Robin. Welcome. So excited to have you on the show.
It's great to be here, Lynn. Thank you for having me. And thank you for saying all that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love the mental MacGyver part. And your dog's name is Nebula.
It is. She's fabulous.
Well, before we get started, for anybody who's joining us for that very first time, you know, don't miss out on a single episode of Claim Your Career Crown by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. And if you do love the show and you love what we're doing, please go ahead and share it to your friends, your peers, your colleagues, and give us a five-star review because we would very much appreciate it. So, you know, with this incredible story and background, I have to tell you, Dr. Robin, I'm really intrigued as to what inspired you for your current business and the luxury executive coaching that you provide.
Yeah. So I have to start with some of my backstory, which has a lot of chaos in it. I'll give you the really, really short version. The short version is I grew up in a cult. When I was 18 years old, my father married me off to my first cousin, who was 11 years my senior. He promptly moved me across the country. So in 3 weeks, I graduated from high school, moved 3,000 miles away from home, and was married. Whew, that was a lot. I'll skip all the stuff in the middle and skip to the end where 8.5 years later, he threw me out, told my dad it was because I was lazy. My dad said if I had been appropriately submissive, I would have been able to make it work. You know me well enough, Lynn. Submissive, not really my thing, but the benefit for me is my ex had made me get a job. So I had a job and I had a place to live because my best friend moved in with me. I found out 20 years later that what had actually happened is my ex had gotten involved with a cartel, a drug ring, and they wanted to steal his identity, which they did. He actually almost ended up in federal prison, but they needed me out of the way first. So they convinced him he would be better off without me. So I might be the only person you ever meet who has a drug cartel to thank for getting her out of a bad marriage. But in that time, I was 26, 27 years old. I had to figure out how to be an adult. I got to start playing volleyball. I started playing competitive beach volleyball. And I learned that there were some days I could get on the court and it was like, oh yeah, I can play this game. Other days I get on the court and it was like, have I ever touched a volleyball in my life? So fast forward a few years, I made my own mistake. I married narcissistic, closeted, bisexual. I give it 0 out of 5 stars. Do not recommend. But the bonus for that is he moved me from Charlotte, North Carolina, where I was living, up to Long Island, and then promptly took a job in London, England, and left me here in the States to keep his tax status. But I was just a pretty girl with a high school diploma, could not get a job. So he says to me, We don't need your silly money anyway. Why don't you just go to college? And so at 32, I had an opportunity to go to college and I really wanted to study high performance. What I learned playing volleyball, what I'd seen spending 14 years working in the corporate world, I really wanted to understand how are we as humans? How do we achieve? How do we overcome psychological barriers? What does that look like? And so in 6.5 years, I got an undergrad, a master's, and a doctorate. And my doctoral degree is in organizational business psychology with a concentration in sport and performance. And I take all of that and wrap it into a package. And that's what I do with my clients.
My goodness gracious. I don't think I've ever heard a story like that before. My goodness, that is really building something out of chaos. So I can see how this completely relates to what you do. And so I really am, you know, taking this that next step. How can a 5-point paradigm, which I'd love to have you explain, help people create that success out of chaos? Because that's obviously something you learned the hard way.
Absolutely. And my paradigm comes from the amount of work that I've done, my doctoral degree, and 15 years of being in business now. So the first thing, and this is going to be like, oh yeah, of course, Robin, why not? The first three, you might be like, we know that. So the first one is you got to define what you want to change in your life. And a lot of times when people go to coaches, they ask them questions like, what's your dream? What's your goal? What's your vision? My question is much simpler. What do you want to be different? Because it's very easy and concrete to say, this is what's not working. And once you understand what you want to be different, then you're like, okay, I know what to work on. So that's the place to start. What do you want to be different? Then you can look at crafting your strategy. You do your problem deconstruction, the backcasting, the pre-mortem, all of the stuff that says, if we're here and we want to get there, what does it look like to do that? Once you have that part, so that was step two. Step three, your tactical structure. You have to equip yourself. You need your resources, your skills, your knowledge, your processes. So those three things, pretty standard in change management, project implementation type stuff. The last two are where I really, really shine. The first one is you have to deal with your psychological barriers, the past limitations, embrace the future. So the things you know you should be doing, but you're not actually doing them. That's in under psychological barriers. Things that are just creating chaos in your life, which aren't your fault. The causes in the past, it might be your parents or you had a teacher or somebody said something to you. So causes in the past. Solutions in the present. What are you going to change now to make the future different? The challenge is that the motivation is your future self. So you have to find a way to drag that motivation from the future into the present so you can make a change today. So today does not just become a continuation of the past. So that's the psychological barriers, super, super important part of the 5-step paradigm. But the last one, then you have to look at nurture your support system. And this one can be really hard for people because this is where you've got people, places, things, and habits that either help or hurt. Yeah. And you, if you've watched my TEDx talk, you know I say at the end, if you learn there's no water in a well, stop going there looking for a drink. It's one of the hardest things for people to do.
Yeah.
So that's a quick rundown of what the 5-point paradigm is.
Yeah, no, and it absolutely makes sense. I love that last part. There's no water in the well. Stop going there. It's sort of like, as if you know somebody moved the cheese, stop going, stop looking there.
Right? Exactly.
So when you're working with people and going through this process, I mean, I assume that there is a process that, I mean, I would definitely say that based on who you are, that you walk them through how they, sort of like a butterfly, emerge from the cocoon.
There's a lot of, I ask a lot of questions. I am really, really good. In fact, I have lists of questions so that when I work with a client, I can really think about what's the most powerful thing that I could ask them right now? What do they need right now? And a lot of my clients come to me because they're overwhelmed, they're overworked, and they're underutilized. They've gotten so, so busy that they're not getting to spend a lot of time doing what is their zone of genius, the thing that they love. And that's makes them really unhappy. And that's when I ask, what's the thing you want to change? A lot of it is, I want to stop being so busy doing things that are basically nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That don't matter.
Yeah. Things that don't matter.
Yeah. Or they just literally fill your day. And
putting out fires.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. All those. So when you're working with people and you're really, you know, really trying to look at this soup, this chaos mm-hmm. soup, mm-hmm. Why do you perceive, are your experience that this is such a challenge for people to like climb out of that soup bowl? And why is it more urgent than ever that they make a change?
So the people that I work with are the super high achievers. They are the rock in the hurricane of their world. If you will, if you think about a Venn diagram and all the circles, they're the cog that hold all those circles together. They're also the person who's supposed to have all the answers. So I have a client who said to me, Robin, I like talking to you because I can just not know and talk through the process and it doesn't negatively affect my stock price.
Yeah.
So that's who these people are. They're the people who have to have the answers. They have to be in the know. And if you look at their lives from the outside, it looks polished and slick and well, and they're successful and everything's awesome. But in the green room, it's a mess. It's crazy behind the scenes. And the reason that it's hard to climb out of is because who they trust. When I ask my clients, before you had me, if you really needed to talk through something, who did you talk to? And they will say things like, well, whoever was available, strippers, bartenders, the guy at the gym, my barber, all. And I'm like, you don't have a confidentiality agreement with these people. And I'm not exactly sure what kind of advice they're giving you.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that ironic? So that definitely sounds like something that holds people back is that they don't have this area of someone that they can trust to have this kind of conversation mm-hmm. At a high level, peer to peer, or at the same level of intelligence or expertise. Mm-hmm. But the question I would say, because I mean, I would anticipate that is something that can hold people back. But there's also going to be some, I would imagine, some fear-based pieces within that about what holds people back, or why is the idea of creating success from chaos, you know, a blind spot? Why, you know, what do you anticipate or sense from the clients that you work with?
Well, there's kind of two things. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Yeah.
So staying in the chaos you know is less scary than kind of stepping out of it. That's the first part of it. And the second part of it, a lot of my clients, they've tried to work with someone in the past, be it a therapist or an executive coach or a business coach. And you know, Lynn, you work in this space. The coaching pool is a very deep pool full of very shallow people. And it's very easy to end up in a coaching relationship with someone who doesn't know what they're doing. And so a lot of my clients are like, it's pointless for me to talk to someone because they know less than I do. It's not helpful. So that's the challenge a lot of them run into. Either they're just like, I'm too scared that this is working at some level, let's leave it alone. Or I've tried this before and it's pointless.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like they don't see that they actually do have the power to choose a new path. And I totally agree with you. I mean, in the sense of the consulting world and sales, same thing. It's just, there's just so many sleazy, you know,
charlatans.
People out there. I mean, they just give our whole industry a bad name on both sides of coaching, consulting. Mm-hmm. And and just like every Sarah, Tom, and Dick and Harriet jump in, right? So what I'm really curious about though, is for those who've tuned in and this is the 5-point paradigm is really resonating with them. It's making mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at like, well, what should I do to sort of start this process of looking at how I can get out of this, make a new choice and create success from chaos? What would you suggest that listeners do first or to get started?
Absolutely. The first thing they need to do is make a list of what do you want to be different? I cannot emphasize enough how powerful that question is. And it's not an opportunity to just complain. Literally, what do you want to be different? And once you understand what's not working, then you can start looking at, well, what does different look like? Because that's a wide open field. it's not just, oh, change that thing to this. It's wide open. So what do you want to be different? And then what does different look like? Which said another way is what's broken and then what does success look like?
And yeah.
If you don't start there, you'd start nowhere.
Oh, absolutely. It's really interesting because I've been going on this journey as well. It's like, well, what do I want to be different? And the first thing was like, well, I want this to be different. And then once I said, okay, well, I'm going to pursue that. I'm going to make this change. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, now I want this to be different. And that's what I found is it keeps opening up mm-hmm. for me. Oh, well, I want this to be different, or I want this to be different. And it's like that one step, actually, it started to cascade. Not that I'm living chaos of wanting everything to change, but it's allowed me the ability to actually tune in to myself mm-hmm. and listen. And then as I start to imagine and project that different, that, and success is what everyone can define, right? Mm-hmm. For me, success is actually, you know, it would be having more time to do some of the things that I love that do not involve consulting. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and what does that look like? And mm-hmm. so as I've done that, it's started to just open up. And I think that's where I've got this butterfly image, you know, from going from that cocoon and instead breaking out. And then all of a sudden it's just like, there's this whole world.
It gives you so much mental space. Once yeah. you kind of start that cascade word you use, really a very powerful word. And then when that starts to happen, you can start to look at who and what are the things that get in the way of that cascade and notice that.
Yes, absolutely. And what do I want to change? And do I really even want to do that anymore?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
And that it's just a really intriguing space. And then of course, then you start making those changes and mm-hmm. then that, it's really I always say that it's just, we all have that, whether you think you do or not, sometimes you end up even in a really dark place, you actually still do have the ability to make a new choice
and to make a new choice. Alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people feel like they get in that dark place, they start fighting those demons by themselves. And then either they choose to try and work with someone who is a charlatan, like we mentioned before, or they just assume I have to do this myself. If I don't do it myself, it's not right. How many of us have felt like if I don't do it the hard way, then I don't deserve the reward at the end, which is ridiculous. Where does this idea come from?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I've been pulling in, you know, my trusted friends, and I've been having conversations with them over the last few weeks. And it's been this tremendous opportunity to talk and to bounce ideas around. And, but I'm lucky I have many trusted friends.
And you know, you bring up a really good point, Lynn. Women often do have trusted friends that have knowledge, ability. I mean, there's a quid pro quo that comes with friendship. So there's some risk there as opposed to working with someone professionally. But women often have friends that they can talk to. Men don't. Men have yeah. bros. They have people they drink with or golf with, but they don't have people they talk to.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, I know that with my late husband, that was one thing that he had that relationship where he could talk, we could talk about anything. Mm. But yes, it's, and he had one best friend, but otherwise, you know, they have such a minimal, that type of emotional support network mm-hmm. and men are humans too. You know?
They are. Yeah. I have one client who says he likes to talk to me on his way home from like business trips or a big work meeting because he can decompress all the noise. And when he gets home, he's ready to be a father and a husband and have good conversations. Whereas before he was working with me, he'd come home and want to decompress that stuff with his wife and it would just ruin their evenings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I think this has been just so intriguing and I love this 5-point paradigm. It rings so true. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious. Is there anything you wish that I had asked you that I have not?
You know, there's one thing that I think would be fun to talk about, and that is how my business model is different from most yeah. business models. So with my business model, the way it starts is first, it's a hello conversation. Just who are you? Who am I? Let's just have a like 20-minute chat. If at that point, someone's like, you know, I think this might be, then we do what I call a powerful conversation. And it's 2 hours of my time. And we do the work. Like, we dig in. Where are you? What do you need? What do you want to be different? We do the work for 2 hours. At the end of that, it's pay what you think it's worth. I don't put a price tag on it. You do. If you work with me, you put a price tag on that 2 hours. At the end of that 2 hours, you have three options. You can say, thank you. That was amazing. I will pay you what you're worth. And now I have action items I can go do. Fabulous. Wonderful. You can become a client who is a concierge client, where we have a scheduled monthly thing that we do, where you pay month to month and you get an individual ringtone in my phone. My concierge clients each have an individual ringtone in my phone. Or the third option is you can do my 6 month program, where we meet every 3 weeks and really dig in every 3 weeks, and you email me in between. So I have a very different business model than you might see with a lot of other coaches. I'm going to use the air quotes for people who can't see me, the coaches out there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's, I really appreciate your sharing that, because it is important, because as people are looking at what they need, being able to do that deeper dive conversation, that really gives them a sense of if this is the right fit for them and for you as well, of course.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I just think that's brilliant. So Dr. Robin, thank you so much for sharing how a 5-point paradigm helps you create success out of chaos. I know that our listeners are going to be absolutely fascinated and intrigued and want to learn more about you and where they can find you. Please share.
So I'm very active on LinkedIn. That's a great place to find me, but you can also use my website, which is mentalmacgyver.com. And you can get all to my social medias and learn more about me there, including there's a video on there of Nebula doing circus tricks.
All right. With a million hits on YouTube. Okay. So, and this has been such an informative discussion. Thank you so much, Dr. Robin. And thank you for everyone who tuned in. We love hearing from you. So if you have any ideas or comments, please leave them down below. We love to hear from you and we will respond. And if you have a specific question or would like to suggest a topic for discussion, please email us at jointheconversation@petitedequeen.com. And of course, to stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode of Claim Your Career Crown, sign up for our weekly wisdoms newsletter at petitetoqueen.com. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in. I'm so grateful that you're here. And Dr. Robin, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a fascinating conversation.
Thanks, Lynn. It's been a pleasure, and you are fabulous. Such a queen. Thank you so much.